Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis Academy. Today I'm talking about anchors, but I'm not talking about anchors that get weighed on boats. Different kind of anchors. I'll tell you all about it on the other side. So what are anchors? Well, anchors are something that, was part of the NLP group of skills that you can learn, learning about anchors. Anchors are something that we do naturally. We anchor emotions, we anchor thoughts, we anchor behavior to things, okay? I'll give you the simplest way of looking at anchors. There was a comedian called Eric Morecambe. And Eric Morecambe, very, very famous comedian, he had certain things that he would do that would make people laugh. And so what he would do is he would just take his glasses and he would move them to one side so his glasses were off and he would just stare at the camera and everybody would laugh. Now, the very first time that he did that, I doubt that everybody laughed. But what happened was, when he did it, it was an anchor for people that made them laugh. If you watch any comedian, the best comedians are the ones that actually create anchors, visual anchors, that, and also voice anchors that make people laugh. Because it's almost like, and I once saw Norman Wisdom. Now, remember Norman Wisdom? Little chap with a cap. And I remember him telling a joke about listening at a drain. Right? He was just listening at a drain. It wasn't a particularly funny joke. If you tell it just as a straight joke, not that funny. But when he told it, he had so many anchors that he was firing off. The face, the smile, his laughter. People were in stitches with it. People were crying as he was telling this joke. Why? Because the best comedians already have all these anchors in place. Another one used to be called, we used to shout, "Rock on, Tommy," "Cannon and Ball." What was his anchor? The most famous anchor, and he had loads, that was the funny one. There was one that was serious, quite often that's the way it is, isn't it? And one that is funny. He would put his thumb in his braces and pull them out and pull them in. And people would laugh. What's funny about that? There's nothing funny about it. But he had anchored humour and laughter to that. Right, that's what an anchor is. Now, I'll give you an idea of other anchors. Anchors like, have you ever gone into somebody's house and sat in their chair? Okay, sit in their chair. And then they come in and that's their chair. Normally, if it's a certain kind of person, they are extremely upset. They mightn't say anything, but they're extremely upset and extremely uncomfortable. Why? Because that's their chair. Why? Because in that chair, they have anchored all of the feelings that they have in that chair. They sit there and they go, I'm in my chair, this is my chair, I'm comfortable, I feel this, I feel that, I feel the other. Okay? People, even in on courses that I've run, I see this all the time, where people go in and they sit on their chair because they've anchored their comfort on that chair. And if you get them to move, they become very uncomfortable. Okay? So anchors are something that we do naturally all of the time. All you need is to think about your mum when you were a kid. Your mum had a certain voice that when she said it, you knew that you were in trouble. That's an audio anchor, a tonal anchor. You know, people, Gordon, that's it. And suddenly you're filled with this emotion, okay? These are all anchors. Anchors can be touch, right? When somebody comes up to you, they touch you on the shoulder and they say, everything's going to be okay, you know. Right? That touch can get anchored there. So that when the same person comes up and just touches you on the shoulder, already you feel all of those feelings that they engendered in you before. So that happens all of the time. This is why one of the rules is when somebody's really angry, if your partner's really angry or somebody's really upset, probably not best to touch them straight away. The reason is, imagine somebody's furious and you put your hand on the shoulder. Now what happens with angers is that if you touch them in the same way as you did when you touched them when they were angry, they'll become angry again. Right? And you know, you might put your hand on them, "Don't touch me!" Okay? This happens a lot. However, anchoring any state is very useful, even if you wanted to anchor an angry state. Because what can happen is you can anchor an angry state, okay? This is in therapy. And then you can find the opposite number. Calmness, and coolness, and ease, and wonderfulness. And so this is what happens in therapy, and this is what you can do. You can anchor the beautiful feeling that you want them, the opposite number to what they've just been feeling, and get that. And every time you put their hand there, just say, you know, you feel that, and whoa, and they feel it, and they feel it, and they feel it. And then you touch this one, feel that one, oh, I'm really angry. And then you touch them both together, and they go. Then you get this like, whoa, what, am I angry? Am I not angry? Am I calm? And they're okay. It's called neutralizing the anchors, okay? So the anchors are a really, really interesting thing. In these days, now that we do things through Zoom, physical anchors aren't very handy. They're not very handy in therapy. So what you can do is you can use other anchors. Right? You can use word anchors. So if you can be working with somebody and you can use words that engender an emotion in them, and especially if you use their words, you can then use that word, and every time you use that word, you're going to fire off a feeling with them. And so those once you understand what anchors are, then you can start using them to your advantage. If you want your client to feel a certain way, then you use the anchor to make them feel that certain way. I use anchors a lot with people in humor, because humor is wonderful in therapy. If you can get your client laughing when they've been really upset, if you can get them laughing, that's it. Job done. If they start laughing at the problem that they've just been crying at. And so, for example, the way an anchor is set up, a voice anchor, is that, you know, for example, I'll be doing EFT with somebody and I'll get them to say something and it makes them laugh. I make a mental note. Those words, I'll use them again. And guaranteed that when I use them again, for example, we'll do EFT and then I might be doing some hypnosis and I'll use those words again. And when I use them, they laugh. Okay? Because they laughed, because we anchored the laugh with the words the first time. And then when you use them again, they'll laugh. And if you use them again, they would laugh. Okay? And it's also reinforcing the anchor. So anchoring, my suggestion is if you interest in that kind of thing, there's tons of information in the NLP world about anchoring. But look specifically these days, I mean, physical anchors are really interesting. They are crazy when you use them. But also, find out about anchoring with gestures. You can anchor with gestures. You know, that's an anchor. I mean, what does that mean? We know what that means. The same as this. That's an anchor, because we know what it means, and so we attribute a feeling to it. Yeah. So once you understand that, you can start creating your own anchors. And then once you do that, then you can start manipulating emotions in your client. That isn't a bad thing, that's a really good thing. Right? If your client's down and you want to bring them back up, you fire off some positive anchors. All right, so find out all about anchors. Have a look at it. It's definitely worth knowing about, because also then you become aware of your own anchors and you know then how you can actually get rid of them, how you can neutralize them. We've got loads of negative anchors. It happens all the time. He just has to look at me in that way and I blow up. That is a negative anchor. Couples have tremendous amounts of anchors. Good ones, bad ones, sexy ones, all kinds of anchors. Okay? So be aware of them. Once you know them, then you can start to use them to your advantage and to the advantage of your clients as well. All right. I hope that's of value. I love you all, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.